This is Yvesia Wangaza, the co-chair of the Pacifica National Board's Personnel Committee, calling to order tonight's meeting, March 18th at, what is it, 8:35. The agenda will proceed from the template that we've established from the previous meetings, beginning first with the roll call. If the secretary would call the roll, I would appreciate it.
Okay. Bill Crozier?
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, I'm here. Yvesia Wangaza?
Here.
Marcel Reed?
Here.
Rico Ross? Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Okay. We have quorum.
All right. Okay. Now, we have a set of... Wait a minute. Am I getting ahead of myself? We need to approve the agenda, and as I said, my proposal is that we proceed with the template that's emerged in our previous meeting, which is the calling of the meeting to order, the calling of the roll, the establishing of the agenda, establishing an approval of the agenda and approval of the minutes, and proceeding with the agenda items. If there's no objection to proceeding in that fashion, then I would propose that we use that as our standard format and then fill in with whatever items that we need to add in order to complete the business of the committee. Hearing no objection, then that'll be the manner, the order in which we will proceed. Are there any items that, anyone wants to raise in particular?
This bill.
If you could speak up, that would be helpful, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me take off this headset. Okay. Yeah, I sent out about an hour ago a note to everybody, basically just repeating the what Ahmad had sent us, the job description for our ED. And I was suggesting we use that as a starting basis for the whatever survey or evaluation survey we're going to have for the evaluation. And I'd like to kind of go over that and see if we can make some decisions about what questions to ask and if we want to combine any of those items.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, I'd also sent out just as a follow up from last month, the last meeting, a description of how we've done the personnel evaluations at KPFT. I don't know if we need to discuss it necessarily, but if anybody has questions about how that worked, we could do that. I guess we can just use that as a reference if we need to.
This is Nia.
Go ahead.
I had also sent out an ED evaluation.
Oh, right.
Yeah, which had some really great things in there. And right now I can't put my finger on it, but I'll find it as we proceed.
Send out March 9th.
That sounds about right.
Is that the link, the practitioner resources?
Resources,
link?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was that just spoke?
Ahmad.
Yeah, okay.
That was Bill. Yeah, I got that too. That was good.
Yeah, that was very good.
What I'm hearing is a comparison of the various examples that have been made available to the committee, and which is what we said that we would do. So, Ahmad has talked about his and answered our questions, I would ask each of you who sent one to talk about that one and how what you think the strengths and weaknesses of it might be.
Sophia?
Yes, please.
So that would be the new number. I have to get these numbers together now. In terms of the agenda, 1, 2, 3, 4, that would be the new number 5 on the agenda, deleting some of the things from the template that you're going to use. So that would be...
Right, exactly.
Right, documents collected by committee so far?
Correct.
Okay.
Did anyone else have any other items to be added? Okay, then, that being the case, can we approve the agenda as we've amended it? Or are there any objections to approving the agenda as we've amended it? Okay. Now, I believe the next item is the approval of the minutes.
Yes.
Are there any additions or changes to be made to the draft that has been distributed?
No. I'm just joking.
One question.
Please, go ahead.
On number 7, there was this was discussed, documents collected, and the first thing was have CFO survey, but no ED survey, no evaluation since pre-? Coughlin. I wasn't sure if you needed information from us to fill in the blank there, or...
Well, that was actually...
The answer, but...
I'm sorry. That was actually what happened, so I just put the question mark in there.
Okay.
I should just put pre-Coughlin. I could take that as an amendment. I don't... There wasn't none. We were trying to figure out, were there any? I just couldn't think of it.
Okay.
Adding a to the minute.
Are you proposing that that the question mark be removed, or should we continue to see if there is, excuse me, anything else?
It's up to the committee. I could go either way. And then I have a correction from the prior meeting, which would be the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
When Bill sent me the copy, it said the governance committee meeting, Bill. I guess when you're multitasking, you're on so many committees.
Oh, I noticed that too. That was the previous meeting, right?
Right. So I just need to make that as a correction to correct the minutes of February 19th to remove governance.
Right, I thought we had fixed that, but maybe I just made a note myself. And okay.
Oh, I didn't hear it on the stream.
Okay.
So we didn't mention it.
Okay.
Only those minor things. Anything else? Yippee!
If there's nothing else and no objection to approving the minutes as amended, then we will consider the minutes as amended approved. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Ahmad for making available an example or exemplar to us and making himself available this evening to talk about the process of evaluation and the particular exemplar that he made available and what he thinks the strengths and weaknesses of it might be under the circumstances. Once he has completed his presentation, then we will, meaning members of the committee, can then ask our questions. So if you would hold your questions, note them until he's finished, I think that would be helpful and expeditious. Okay, the floor is yours, Iman.
Very good. First of all, thank you very much to the directors for allowing me to participate in this process, and a very important process it is. When looking at developing the performance evaluation process for our executive director, but executive director in general, looking at the process, I thought about, in the work that I've done, really kind of taking the job description and dissecting it and looking at what the role and the responsibilities
were.
Excuse
me, Ahmad. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Could you please speak up? You're a little low.
Looking, as I, hold on one moment. Let me try to adjust this. Is that better? Is that better?
It's a little bit.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. So in looking at the role and responsibilities of the executive director, not only in general, but specifically looking at Pacifica Foundation, one of the things that I start to do in that process and working with committees is really looking at the job description and begin to dissecting what we're really going to set the expectations, what the goals are, what the expectations are, how we're going to measure those goals and expectations, whether the timelines and where we're going to measure the specific goals that are set, and then what are the competencies that the person has done to completed to ensure that they've not only completed the task or met the goals, but along with that, what kind of additional things have they brought to the table to ensure the quality of their work and how they quantified what they did against the objectives. And the other piece was really kind of set the expectations on so we didn't have a halo effect. By the beginning of this performance template that I provided for you, you know, what does outstanding really mean? What does significantly exceed expectations? Fully capable, needs improvement, and unsatisfactory. And as you go down further, we talk about performance factors, the administration, from planning, budgeting, economic management, organization of work, compliance, problem solving, and decision making. In that particular case, how the person or the executive works with the board, how it works with the leadership team, general managers, and other Pacific National officers, so to speak, or management team and leadership, how that individual works with LSBs as well. Then looking at the evaluation and control, risk and liability management, and then the interpersonal relationship. Oral communication, written communication, coordination, collaboration, supervisory skills, leadership, staff appraisal, and development. Individual skills, effort, initiative, professional technical competence, innovation, objectivity, credibility, flexibility. Leadership, the coaching, the empowering, the modeling, the team building, visioning, self-development, and then a ranking of the executive director on performance factors using the performance definition given in the beginning, with ranking from 1 through 5, outstanding being 5, and 1 being the lowest piece being unsatisfactory. The chart in each area from administration, again, interpersonal, individual, leadership, and then the overall evaluation. What were the highlights? You know, talking about some of those competencies against some of the challenges. In our particular case, you know, some of the key factors would be the financial aspect of it, putting together leadership, being able to develop the leadership, those kind of things you kind of rank and decide before you go into the performance evaluation piece as where are we now, where do we want our leadership to take us, how do we measure that leadership, looking at the overall Pacifica Foundation, looking at the individual stations, and then looking at the response we also get from the staff. And if I could say, that's why I believe even what is offered in Texas, because I visited with them and their mass committee and talked about how they do their sort of blind survey, which they provide, which I guess would be provided in this particular case between the board, the general managers, the affiliates, the technical group, CFO, myself in that case, and even the team there at the national office, being able to be a part of that survey. So you get different levels of relationship in which all the criteria that are set within the template that I provided are able to be covered as well, along with the information that you'll be doing the criteria in other levels that will not be measured by the staff or the other partners in her relationship, as it may be, would be able to have an overall perspective, including a deep dive in detail as to some of the administrative responsibility she has as relates to reporting back to you, executive director. Now, one of the challenges is that we face already is that, I guess, December being the time that our executive director joined us, it is now, so December, January, February, March, fourth, fifth month rolling up here, you know, would have been nice. And, of course, we have a lot of things going on to have at least been able to touch down and do a three-month evaluation as to where she is in the process and sort of kind of having the pre-dialogue as to here's what you're going to be evaluated on. And within that dialogue, coming to some accord to give her an opportunity to say, well, you know what, I think this is a good format. I like what you're talking about. But here are a couple of things that I think in the first wave of my evaluation, we may have to prorate this or take a look at it or see where this develops into the six-month process of checking in and touching bases as to where we are, because I believe that based upon financial or administration piece, we're looking for four general managers. I may need to be able to evaluate on that, but we need to be able to have those to be able to determine what my role and responsibility is to get them to where they need to be. So some of the other factors than just laying out the template and saying,
hello? Hello? Hello, I can't hear you.
Come on. Oh, boy. I don't know whether we lost him or he's just...
We can't hear you, Ahmad.
I'm here. Hello?
Ahmad?
Yeah, we can hear you, but it's faded.
You need to call back in.
Well, I guess he's got the information. I just heard somebody go off. Maybe he'll call back in. This is Rico. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Rico.
Hi.
Hello.
Should someone try and call him in the meantime to make sure?
Would you please?
I don't have his number, but I'm just saying if someone does have his number, maybe that's the thing to do.
Does anyone have his number? I don't have a number.
I don't have a number for him. Does anyone have his number?
John, do you have a number for him?
This is Bill. Let me look it up. I think he puts it on his email. Yeah, I got it. I'll try it.
Thank you.
Wow. He was just getting rolling. Yeah.
See, he's going to call back in a minute.
Thank you.
Should we carry on with other business in the meantime or wait for him?
What is the pleasure of the group? It's kind of in the middle of what he's already saying. Did you have something in particular that you wanted to raise?
Yeah, I've been working on this joke I wanted to tell everybody.
Oh, well, now's a good time.
I was just kidding.
Well, I'm a good person to tell a joke. I laugh easily.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. My sisters always said I laugh even when it's not funny.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We got you loud and clear.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, thank you.
All right. So sorry about that. Hopefully, in my evaluation, we won't be doing anything on technology. So, you know, I've been doing this across the country with every other mass committee, and no problem. They hear me loud and clear. At least they say they do. And, of course, when I get with the directors, they can't hear me. So such is life.
Don't hold it against you.
Well, I'll say part of the challenge is between wearing my hat of the HR director and now the interim general manager, My voice is tired by the time I get home. I don't want to speak to anybody. I just want to write it down on paper. So, with that being said, so the basic scope of it is what I provided for you in the template is more than a mouthful. But performance evaluation should be, if it is a mouthful or it's too big to eat, as Rodney Allen Ripper used to say, then you just take it in small pieces and you chew it slowly. And so with that being said, my piece is that I provided a document which would be, you know, not just a one interval shot, but performing evaluations sort of tell a story, that you have starting points where you speak to the individual, where you look at the job description, and you put what you have as an evaluation, and as someone said earlier, this is what we've used before. And we want to talk over why we've used it and where it would be effective in the work that we see you doing and setting the goals and objectives of the organization. And how you plan to achieve those goals, we have some ideas, you have some ideas. Let's look at what the challenges are before you within this organization. And as I was mentioning, one of the things we look at now is as you sit down with that individual in the first 3 months, you say, hey, we have financial issues, we have seeking general managers, we have policies and procedures need to be in place, and how you're going to manage that through working with us and working through your HR director or financial policies that need to be done and centralizing XYZ. And is this something that, you know, could you give us some feedback in your experience or give us some feedback of what you think about these expectations? And since we are now, as I was saying towards the end, we're now December into March, looking really at April, We've kind of missed that opportunity, but there's still an opportunity to try to sort of scale back and say, okay, here's where we are now. We can still have a conversation about what you've done thus far, and we want to be able to highlight what we need to do moving forward. The added piece, which I think is very, very important, and some people do this, some don't, but in Texas, as I've discussed with the Mass Committee there, and we were so great to have that sent in on the email earlier, was they do the blind survey. And that blind survey probably should be something that's put out as far as to the board. It's put out to the leadership team, the general managers, the tech, the affiliates, et cetera, and the Pacifica National Office folks, in which Arlene deals with on a day-to-day basis, and have them be able to send it on their blind copy, so to speak, what their role is, what they do, what the relationship is, what their thoughts of, where they rate them. And it is in such a format, I think, that it is easy to retrieve the data. No matter what the performance evaluation is, we don't want to have so much data that it, you know, it's like having sweet tea. Sometimes it's too sweet that you can't really enjoy it. And there's impact that
we have so much information, so much we want the person to do. Do we really, are we really providing support, or are we causing them to sort of, you know, like a turtle, kind of duck the legs and head back in and sort of see how can I protect myself from really not doing too much, but not doing enough to keep my job, but not maybe meeting the goals, and we both suffer. So with that being said, I laid it out there so that I think what's important is definitely the categories and areas, how we plan to line that up to evaluate the executive director is something I think needs to be discussed. The other thing that is a big plus is the fact that Director Nia and Director, I think, George, Director Crozier sent in the other comparison pieces so you can see how this might fit. So we tailor it not only to what we expect from the executive director for Pacific Foundation, but also tailor it based upon the objectives and goals and definitely the challenges we have ahead of us. And we make it so that it is definitely achievable goals, that we can do all the things that we ask them to do. We will also be able to support them to be able to achieve those goals, because they achieving those goals means that not only are they successful, but we're successful. To do performance evaluations and not be able to support people is then coming to the HR person and say, well, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. And I say, well, what did you do? Did you notify them that they weren't doing what they're supposed to do? And which particular areas did you talk about? Did you document it? Did you have that dialogue? And then did you send them forward saying, here's what you need to do, this is where we need to see you do it, and was it realistic to have them try to attempt those goals? So when we're doing a performance evaluation, it not only has to work for them, but we also have to be able to quantify and qualify that we're going to be able to meet the goals of being able to support them through the process and have the resources to give them the kind of guidance to be successful.
Are you ready?
It's a challenge. I mean, I'm ready for the questions, but it's a challenge. And I think that based upon the instruments that I've seen, we can get there. But figuring out what you want and which things are priorities. You know, you might want to break it up in quarters. Well, the first piece is, this is what we need to see right now. And we want to be able to see that this particular person in this job can really do this, or at least has some vision on how to get it done with the resources they have available or access to additional resources to really enhance those competencies. So that's it for me. I know you've got a big agenda.
Okay. I'll take us back for questions.
Rico.
Bill. Okay, go ahead, Rico.
I guess one of the reasons why I was really happy that that the HR person could be on here, because I thought we knew some things. My biggest fear was that we would be making decisions on something quite important and wouldn't have the information on for the decisions that we'd be making. Ahmad, you brought some really interesting things into light. One in particular I thought was that we don't kind of snooker ourselves with the evaluation by putting so much information that nobody could pass it, you know. So that's something that I hadn't really even considered. I always thought, the more we got, the better, but it could backfire if we have so much that, you know, nobody could possibly achieve it. The other thing I thought that was very important was that that it is made clear what we expect of the person, and that it is in a situation where if Pacifica is failing, that it becomes their fault if the system is broken down, but yet they're doing their job. So it's I think this is a good start, because it at least makes us think about doing this thing responsibly. And then once we get a responsible evaluation, I think we could be happy with ourselves as a committee. So I don't really have a question. I just wanted to make that statement.
Well, and to respond briefly to that, one of the things that I had a conversation with the MAS committees across the board, and sort of what I'm looking to and hopefully desire
you know, it's standing in the middle of fire with a spray gun trying to put it out at this particular time, is what I've had the general managers do as they look at beginning to do their performance evaluations is that on the Pacifica Foundation Training University, we have a performance evaluation training. How do you do performance evaluations? And also maximizing maximizing the employee's performance. The general managers have to complete that. Arlene signed up to do hers, and LeBron's doing hers, and Lynn has to do hers. But they're all signed up to do that so that they know this is what, you know, and again, when they do the test, it's not so much that they got 80% or 90% because just how the test is based or the training is based, there's all kinds of people believe performance evaluations should be done. But I want to be able to have them do it, and I have had them do it. And on our leadership, biweekly leadership calls, we discuss what their thoughts are, how that works, how they see that to be a problem, how we tailor our performance evaluations based upon the position, the job role and responsibilities, but also the person that's there. You know, we may hire somebody who came to us that was just a really good fit for the organization, might not have been that 100% person, but 85%. And so where do we need them to be able to develop their skills while being able to do what they're supposed to do? That training gives them that insight to be able to make some of those decisions while working with me. As they look at their evaluations, they send them to me, and then I read through them and say, okay, how did that work within the goals that were set and how we are trying to get them to move forward and be successful? So that's one of the things I've discussed with Rico, that it's quite possible that all we do is get your email information, send that email, send that to the link for the Pacifica University training, and those of you who are on the personnel, those of you who will be part of the core evaluation group, or are all of you going to be evaluated? That's another question that comes into play. Is the whole board going to do it? Is our SEC group, are you going to be in charge of it, or is it the personnel committee does that based upon, so the personnel committee, the group of five or six that there are, the survey sent out, you retrieve that data, and people can elaborate within that instrument to be able, so they can make an assessment based upon what the board thinks. So that's an important piece as well. Do we know how to do performance evaluations? Have we done those? And people told me, yes, I've done that. I've written employee handbooks. However, in the language of what we're looking for at Pacifica, it's important that you understand the language in which we're going to be sharing with the executive director, that we're all on the same page. Not what we did at IBM or the Forest Service or the Sierra Club, what we're doing at Pacifica.
Next.
Is Bill?
Go ahead.
Bill. Sort of to follow up on Rico's question, it relates to, you know, how long and how detailed or how short should the evaluation be. The little document that from the Enterprise Foundation that Nia sent us, it had an example ED survey at the end, and it had about 12 questions on it in three categories. Is that the sort of length you're talking about? You think would be effective? As compared to the job description, if we had one question for each item on the job description, that's about 32 different
yeah.
items.
It is in my experience, it is for the level of an executive director, especially in a nonprofit. It is not the length as it is the areas that are pertinent to strengthening and having the most direct impact to the success of the organization and the skills that that person has brings to the table to do that. And are they able, as they said they were in on their resume, as they said in the interview, to meet those objectives that face us in the organization? So it's better to have 12 and to be able to get those questions. And that's why, as I said to you all before, that it was just as important to have a survey so that it says, well, what is your role as it relates to the exec director? I'm the HR director, and here's some of the challenges I've had. Here's where she's been supportive. Here's where I found some challenges. However, I was able to work with her because of her blah, blah, blah style. And then you're able to even use that as part of the metrics to say, wow, okay, that's a little bit more detail that gives me specifics versus yes, no, maybe, okay. And so that adds to the 12 where you get 32 questions and it begins to start to fade. And then you say, well, what's greater than, is this question greater than a whole or is that question greater than question 7? And you get a little bit more pinpoint data.
So you're saying, make sure I understand that you're suggesting that make sure people can write in open-ended comments for each
Absolutely.
Question also, as well as having a scale that they grade them on for each one?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Great. Appreciate it.
Anyone else?
I mean, if we think about our own jobs, if we had somebody evaluate us, we all did, there's always been some point at our very young career or the twilights of our lives in our careers where we said, well, wait a minute, I actually did more than that. And that's what was said. And so when you look at the form, you realize, there was really no room for them to say that. It was basically multiple choice. And you're like, well, that's not fair because here's a bunch of my stuff. So the other part of that piece is if you're doing a performance evaluation, which everybody doesn't do, but I think it's very important here, the person who's being evaluated should be allowed to do a self-evaluation against the same criteria that you're evaluating them for, because there may be things that you're aware of or may not have the line of sight and say, oh, I didn't know that it was because of the relationship with X that they were able to get that type of resource and that's why that was successful. It wasn't just something they pulled out their hat. It's because of who they were and how they were able to make that work. So they're able to tell their story as well.
Okay, thank you.
Marcel?
Anyone else?
Go ahead. Myself. Hi.
Please,
sir. Yeah, Ahmad, this is something I've run into, and maybe you can explain how we can overcome this when it comes to the evaluation for the ED now. I've often taken positions where I was told that that I had one primary goal, and once I was in the position, I found out that something was more important.
Surprise.
Well, I know you just finished saying that, but my point is, I think these evaluations could go much easier if we could agree on what was the primary responsibility mm-hmm. of the ED.
Yeah.
Not what's written, you know, because we can all go to Google or pull it down from DOT. You know, there's
right.
always a description for a nonprofit ED.
Yes.
But what specifically Pacifica's primary goal is right now. And to be honest with you, with all of our staff, well, with the fact that we need so many positions filled at one time, it's almost like restructuring an organization.
Tell me about
it. Yeah, and because we have such dire need for fundraising,
yeah.
Those automatically very often compete. And right now, I'm not sure of what her primary mission should be. I don't know whether she is or not, but I am a little unsure of what it should be. Do you think there's some way that we could establish for ourselves before we speak to her what we think tonight should be her primary mission?
Well, absolutely. I think that's how it should be done anyway. And so I think in the normal circumstances, that's sort of the conversation that's already as you're searching for an ED or whatever position, you say, you know, we're really looking for this. You know, that job description says this, but here's what we're looking for because we have some real challenges in the next 3 to 4 or 5 years, and we need someone who's had experience and quantified experience in doing this. And now in our life, in the real time here, with Arlene being here now for 4 months, I think we're not behind the eight ball really at all. I think it's an opportunity now since we've rolled into the new year, we've got a new board, and we say, okay, here's where we are, because all of you who have just joined the board and those of you who have been on the board, here's where it was, here's where we are, and here's the type of things we need to face. I continue to say it. One is the financial piece, and the other thing is the leadership, filling those positions, and then the other piece is
How do we bring people back to the dial across the country? How do we do that? And what kind of things can we expect that executive director to do in order to do that? You know, does it mean that executive director is going to sit in Berkeley every day? Well, I'll share with you, as I sit with her every day, that one of the things I talked about with her is that, you know what, I think you need to go back on another world tour. You did the once and said, hey, how you doing? You need to go back again. And I think that as you're thinking about that and you're looking at what she's doing, I think you should be measuring what has the impact been since she just left Texas. What will the impact be when she leaves Washington and when she leaves New York? And what was it when she did this just previously to some of the places she's already been before the second world tour? And you start to think about those things, and that's how you start to have that dialogue amongst yourselves. As you're thinking about it now, that's what you should be thinking about. And, you know, everything kind of fits in a puzzle. And you may have three top things that she's supposed to do and want to see some impact on that in some way. You know, what is the expectation? If you're already on the floor, you can't fall off the floor financially. So, but what level do you want her to be able to reach as it relates to assisting or working with general management station in improving fund drives? And as many of you have heard already, and I'm just saying this because this gives you some thought, since she's been to each one of you and had this conversation, you know, she's accustomed to doing three-day fund drives versus let's do a fund drive for a month, and then we say, and now we're doing four more days of a fund drive. So that's one of the things that we might think about. How do we, you know, what is her impact going to be on that, and impact on the leadership to follow that trend? Three areas, four areas, you know, policy and procedures, finances, leadership, and listenership, or whatever you think should be the focus.
Thank you, Ahmad. I just wanted to make a comment on that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a real thing.
I understand that there are so many areas that need to have attention right now, but what I also understand is, like, you can't throw the rock in the same river twice. You cannot, it is impossible to focus on everything equally.
Yeah, well, you throw the rock in the same river, but you may not throw it in the same spot.
Well, you know what I mean.
Say that because that's the kind of conversation, that kind of language in the conversation of an evaluation is critical. He said, I threw it in the river. Yes, but you didn't throw it in the same spot.
Thank you
very much. You're
okay.
Done. Yeah.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because we have so many what I perceive to be challenges, opportunities. And it's difficult to decide which one needs the most attention first.
Mm-hmm.
What is our highest priority? And that is the reason I'm asking that question, because all of these things need to be looked at. But I think if you treat all of them equally, then you will not be able to concentrate the way you need to. And very often the problem is that one person perceives it one way, and all of us here on this personnel committee may pick a different item that we think is most important, which leaves the person trying to execute in quite a quandary, because no matter how well they perform their job, they still aren't doing it well enough for us. And I think we need to decide, or have some idea, not decide, but have some idea of what we think the primary focus should be.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, folks, I've said this to everybody, and I said, here's the biggest secret, and nobody really says it. Yes, we're a nonprofit, but here's the new line, but we are still a business. And it's a triple play for me, where I sit in HR, and so to have the conversation from where I sit, Charlene, and we kind of go back and forth on how we shape that from where she sits now as part of that team is, you know, while she's dribbling it, I'm setting the screen, or as I'm shooting it, she's setting up for the rebound. The triple play is people, productivity, and profit. You know, we're looking at putting leadership in to move us at each station
to become more productive with how they manage not only the finances but the programming, and also be able to reach out to the community, improve on that piece, and saying to our general managers, you got to be 80% in the field and 20% in your office, because if you go out your office and you're at an event and you're supposed to be the voice of the people and you're sitting amongst the people and nobody knows who you are, then are you really having that impact where people will turn to the dial? And one of her pieces is, as you think about it, that's right. But it may rotate in that order where profit, productivity, and people may rotate. Doesn't mean it doesn't have any more or less weight, but in the rotation of things, that's where the focus may need to be. And so in your evaluation, think about how do we shape this evaluation? Yes, as was stated before, George, yeah, I want to have those 12 questions. Yes, we may have to adapt the survey at each point to get a sense of, you know, in the last couple of months, we've been dealing with a couple of issues around finance. What has the relationship been between your station and executive director in improving fund drives? You know, what have you heard? What is your knowledge? What has been her visibility of relationship, et cetera, et cetera. The executive director, but not her so much. But I think those are, people, productivity, programming, relationship to the community, listenership, and finances. I mean, I think across any industry, profit or nonprofit, those are three of the major things that we're looking at.
Next.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm looking for Ahmad.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right. Did you have questions, Nia, or comments?
No, he addressed some of the things in the article that I sent.
I think that was great, Director Nia. All the instruments I believe we have in front of us are great. There's no doubt. I think Director Marcel speaks to that as well, that we can pull and we can gather and truly in this day and age, there's nothing wrong with that. But, we could have a whole bunch of cookies of different flavors and whatever, but if, we're really trying to put together, what we want, then we have to really have to be strategic about what do we really want to have happen here for the organization. And, this is what we need to lay in front of that executive director and have that dialogue. And I think now's a good time. I mean, she's been here for a minute. I think that you gather what the information you need. I'm more than welcome, happy to come back and have another discussion and say, okay, Maud, here's where we're laying it out. How does this sound? How does this feel? Whatever. And then, I spend a lot of time talking to myself, and people think I'm crazy. And the way I talk to myself is I do the Socratic method, and the algebraic equation: if then, then what? And what could be? What would the response be to this question from the person I'm evaluating or asking to meet this challenge? And would that be something is realistic? And it may be challenging. It may not, to them, it may not be realistic, but yet it may be very challenging, but it's something that's achievable. And you may want to, put an asterisk by and say, well, here's the deal. We need to really focus on this, the next XYZ, and here's why, and here's our expectation. We know that you won't be able to turn this over in a night, but we want you to be able to come back with us with some kind of plan, and not just activity around that plan, but some key accomplishments, and the accomplishments should look like this. Bang, bang, bang.
I have a couple questions. My first question is, what do you see as the strengths and weaknesses of the exemplar that you provided to us?
The strength is that it does cover the key focuses, that is administration, leadership, financial, and the competencies that then are rated from your and definition of what is outstanding, and it's clear. So then when people are sitting down and making those assessments, or even when the person is reading what is outstanding, then when they do their self-assessment and they have to rate themselves, they'll see this is what the criteria. I think I'm doing 5 stars, but, okay, here's what 5 stars really says, and this is what it means, and this is how I could have met that. And the weakness is that's a lot. That's a format that people have worked on and worked on, and if you could get it all in, that's a smorgasbord of performance evaluations. But I believe that the strategic and targeted evaluations is, I believe Director George, Director Marcel mentioned that here's, 12 set questions, a survey with the additional data that is retrieved from board, staff, and even unpaid staff, and I hate using that term, but I like to use everybody's staff because without them we wouldn't have anything. But it would be quantified by saying these are non-paid, unpaid versus paid staff, because that's a great part of it too. And being able to get that feedback from them would give a realistic look of what the impact it is and the visibility, how it affects the day-to-day, how it affects the management, how they carry out their work, and then their relationship with you, her relationship, or the executive director's relationship to the board. I think it needs to be, as I call it, the Jenny Craig version versus the smorgasbord. All you can eat. It's got to get directly to what your need is and then be addressed accordingly.
Is there a a computer program or an other device that allows for
performance management? Director, there is, and I reached out to them because I reached out to them when I first came to the job. It's just part of what I do. Some of you may be for issue with the Taleo performance management process system. But that's there's nothing we can afford right now. I've met with the gentleman. I plan to meet with him again early next week, and I'm really just picking his brain on going through this kind of step-by-step process. And I'll be honest with you, I'm giving him the illusion that we may even purchase the product. I know we're not, but I'm trying to get him to walk me through every set of the phases so as I'm writing notes down on something I can be able to get back to you and also to my general managers to do the best we can on what we have. But I have no problem. I mean, I don't think that this process is wrong. I get a little concerned about the computer process because it's just like, you stick it in there and it comes out like this. And, is that really the feeling? But that's why I mentioned that the combination of the questions along with the short to-the-point survey with the opportunity to elaborate on who you are, the relationship, situational leadership, transitional leadership issues, or relationship, how that played out, is just as valuable. And that one we can, John can work on. Texas already has one. John and I have been going back and forth trying to put one together for a variety of different ways that we're looking at overall staff satisfaction survey across the board. So staff
involved. Where are you all in that process?
Well, in light of everything, we started this. We started trying to do this, I think, almost 4 months ago, but because a lot of things are changing, we haven't really been able to tie that down. But because we've been working individually and we've been working with you.
Hello?
It wouldn't be very difficult to complete that. Someone needs to mute. Not me this time.
Can you give us a sense of, or do you have a sense at this point of the time frame, or one of the tasks that we've assigned ourselves is mapping the, and setting a timetable with regard to priorities? While it's the board that actually sets the priorities and determines what level of achievement or areas of achievement are most important. So I view us, our assignment as being coming up with a proposal or recommendation that the board would adopt. And then once that has been adopted, then that would be a second element in the evaluation process, the first being the job description, as you indicated at the outset. That being that being the case, how would you suggest dividing the time and including bifurcation?
Yeah, I at this point, and I don't, you know, it depends on the time frame which you all are working at. You know, if you're working weekly or biweekly with your meetings, then I would really forge ahead with having at least setting the tone for being able to list, get the board to be able to list what the priorities are. That would be one of your first proposals, and then moving forward with meeting with Arlene, I'd say within the next, the 18th, I'd say within the next 3 weeks to a month here, or shorter, 3 weeks to a month, and sitting with her and being able to give her, here's what we're looking at, and tell her that you'd visit with her again by the end of June, which leaves June giving you 6 more months into the end of the year. And then as you roll from June, July, August, I'd say almost from August, touch bases with her again, just to be the feedback. And you're doing it a little bit rapid, a little bit this quicker than usual every 3 months, but I think it requires, based on the health of the organization, to have that constant ebb and flow, because a performance evaluation is not just, here it is, this is what you didn't do, but it is a dialogue. So by December, and let's just for the sake of the fact she came in this in December, let's say by January in the beginning of the year, then you'll be able to say, okay, you've been here roughly, give or take, a year. Full period would be January. Then by mid-January to the end of January, say, well, you've been here. We've talked to you about 3-4 times since April. And at this time, we'd like to be able to discuss with you and let her know that in January, this is going to be have this discussion. And in the next 3 weeks, you'll be able to lay out to her, here are the priority things we need to have addressed. And the next time we sit and meet with you, we'd like to be able to have a plan. You might even give her what the things are free. So when you have that conversation with her in April, she'll be able to speak to what she's done thus far, what her vision is to do moving forward, and within that timeline that you give her, she'll be able to say, this is what I hope or plan to be achieved by this thing. These things I believe are achievable. And you'll be able to have that kind of constant around-the-table discussion in a rapid sense, but really targeted, so she can really focus on what she needs to do.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Please.
And then, I just wanted to make sure it was all right. When I invited Ahmad onto the phone, I think he may have been expecting to give us a report and take a few questions, and then we would proceed with the meeting. I just want to make sure it's okay for him to continue asking questions.